Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Let's lift up our voice and lift up our hands and worship the name of the Lord this morning. Give God praise, give God glory. Magnify the name of the Lord, bless his name. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice this morning, voice of appreciation. Let's give God all the glory, let's magnify his name. Thank God for the privilege to appear before him again this morning. Glorify his name because you slept and you are awake this morning because Christ sustained you. Give him all the glory. Bless his name. Magnify his name. Adore the name of the Lord this morning. Bless his holy name. Is somebody giving God thanks? Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving. Express your thanksgiving unto the Lord. Appreciate him for all the things he has done for us. As a commission, as individual, let's lift up our voice and give him praise. Father, we give you all the praise and glory. We bless and magnify your name. There is none like you, none to be compared with you, Jesus. Worship the name of the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you for all the answers to our prayers, the testimonies. We give you all the glory. Father, for the revelation of your word. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and glory. Father, this morning again, we have appeared before you. You never asked the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Meet each and every one of us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven, we have come to encounter you upon this mountain. Father, visit each and every one of us. The Bible said you visited Sarah and Sarah laughed. Father, visit each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, come and take preeminence of this meeting this morning. Come and take control. Take charge in the name of Jesus. Spirit of God, we hand over this meeting into your hand. Father, manifest your power, manifest your presence in our midst in the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven, empower each and every one of us with a spirit of grace and supplication. Father, empower each and every one of us this morning with a spirit of grace and supplication. Father, cause each and every one of us to pray the prayer that heaven must answer in the name of Jesus. Let us pray aright this morning. Lift up your voice and pray. Let your desire be express unto the Lord this morning. Father, we don't want to return the same way we came. Visit us by your word in the name of Jesus. Give each and everyone an encounter this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory because upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. Therefore, visit each and every one of us this morning, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus as we welcome the priest team.
Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you, Alpha Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, God, Alpha Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God.
There is no one like you,
Alpha Omega. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, 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 you are the Lord. Unquestionable, you are the Lord.
Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise this morning, and you may please be seated. We shall rise in a moment to give thanks to God. In this segment, we are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for protecting and preserving this commission and all her members from all satanic assaults over the past 40 years. Can our amen be loud and clear this morning? Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 5. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Please let's rise. And with grateful hearts this morning, lift up your voice. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for protecting and preserving this commission and all her members from all satanic assaults over the past 40 years. Let's together lift up our voices this morning and give quality thanks to God. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you this morning for your protection and your preservation over this commission and every single member the past 40 years from every form of satanic assault, for being a wall of fire, for being a defense. Lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks to God this morning from the depth of our hearts. Our God deserves our thanks. Let's return all the glory this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for protecting and preserving this commission and all her members from all satanic assaults over the past 40 years. For that we are gathered this morning with grateful hearts, returning all the glory and all of the praise back to you. Lift up your voice, everyone, this morning on ground here in Canaan land, across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Let's give thanks to God this morning. Our Father, we thank you for defending and protecting, for preserving every member of this great commission, for being a wall of fire, for being a defense, for being a covering over every member, over this commission, from all assaults of the wicked the past 40 years. We return this morning to give you thanks. Lift up your voice with a heart of gratitude this morning and give quality thanks to God from the depth of your heart. Return all the glory to God. Magnify his name for a wall of defense, for his protection, for his preservation over this commission, over every single member of this global family the past 40 years. Our Father, we thank you. Your hand of defense has been evident. Your hand of protection has been strong and mighty over this great commission and all her members the past 40 years. For that we say thank you. Lift up your voice and show your thanksgiving. It's ascending this morning to God. You are giving all the glory and all the praise back to our Father this morning. Mighty God, we thank you for being a rock of defense, a rock of protection, round about a wall of fire, round about this commission, round about every member the past 40 years, against every satanic assault. For that we say thank you. Lift up your voice. Give quality thanks to God from the depth of your heart. Right now you can thank him in the spirit, but ensure your heart of thanksgiving and your voice of appreciation is ascending to God from the depth of your heart. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for protecting and preserving this great commission and all her members from all satanic assaults over the past 40 years. For your hand of defense, your hand of protection, for that we say thank you. Lift up your voice, lift up your hands, give quality thanks again to God this morning. Mighty God, we thank you for your hand that we have seen the past 40 years. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Big hand for Jesus this morning, and please, you may be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree each free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers across the globe, all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Can I hear a louder amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, for who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as we pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree each free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers across the globe, all through this 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Pray fervently. Pray expecting answers. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree each free transmission. We decree right from the opening day up to the last day, each free transmission, every session shall be transmitted each free to all our viewing centers across the globe, all through this 40th anniversary prophetic phase. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Every single one across the globe shall have full access. There shall be huge free transmission. Lift up your voice. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree huge free transmission. Father Lord, huge free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers around the globe. Huge free transmission on all platforms. Huge free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers around the world. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Father Lord, all through this prophetic feast, 40th anniversary prophetic feast, we decree huge free transmission from Canaan to all our viewing centers across the globe. We decree huge free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord concerning the transmission of this program. Father Lord, there shall be hitch free, problem free. There shall be no breakdown anywhere. We decree hitch free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers, from Canaan land to everyone connected on all platforms. Father, we decree hitch free transmission. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Pray in your understanding. Also pray in the spirit, but by all means, let your voice resound in heaven concerning the transmission of the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree a huge free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers, from Canaan land to every platform where people are connected for their change of story. Father, we decree huge free transmission all through the 40th anniversary prophetic phase. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound on high. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree huge free transmission from Canaan land to all our viewing centers across the globe, all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Now lift up those hands, begin to appreciate God, begin to give him thanks for his free transmission. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Next, this shall be a prayer line. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that no contrary situation in the lives of all participants shall escape your judgment at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Isaiah 63 verse 4, for the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Let's rise and enforce this scripture on the altar of prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that no contrary situation in the lives of any participant shall escape your judgment at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus, this is why he's calling us to gather. Lift your voice, therefore, and engage with confidence of faith. Cry out with faith in your heart. This is warfare prayer. You are placing a decree, and our God is confirming the same. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we decree that no contrary situation in the life of any participant shall escape your judgment at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. The day of vengeance is in the heart of God, because the year of his redeemed is here at last. Lift your voice and enforce this provision on the altar of prayer. Place a decree with faith in your heart. Pray in the spirit and pray your understanding. Our Father, like the day of Jehoshaphat, let no contrary situation escape judgment at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast concerning every participant. We pray this morning that no contrary situation, no contrary circumstance in the lives of participants at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast will escape divine judgment, will escape divine vengeance in the name of Jesus. He said he will feed them with their own flesh and get them drunk with their own blood that afflict us. Therefore, lift your voice. You are in the center of the will of God. Pray with confidence this morning. Ask God in the name of Jesus to execute vengeance, to execute judgment upon every contrary situation in the destiny of any participant at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the course of this feast, pass by within the 7 days. Pass by, execute judgment upon every contrary situation. Let not one escape. Let not one remain. Are you praying this morning? Wherever you may be, we are setting up the altar before the living God. Cry out with faith in your heart. Place a demand with determination this morning. Our Father and our God, we decree that no contrary situation in the lives of all participants at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast will escape your judgment. Not one will escape. Not one will escape. What have you imagined against the Lord? The scripture says he will make an utter end. Therefore, O God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, we decree this morning that no contrary situation in the lives of all participants, no contrary situation in the life of any participant shall escape your judgment at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. He that has eyes, shall he not see? He that has ears, shall he not hear the cry of his people? Lift up your voice, everybody, and cry out. He's hearing our cry and he's performing the same. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let no contrary situation in the life of any participant escape divine judgment at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus Christ, he has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now lift up your voice. Remind him of his word. Enforce that word on the altar of prayer. You shall decree a thing. It shall be established unto you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that no contrary situation in the lives of all participants shall escape your judgment at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Now pray much more in the Holy Ghost. Be fervent in the spirit. Pour out your soul to God. He's hearing and he's answering prayers already. Lift up your voice. Commence appreciation with confidence of faith that God answers prayers. Let's give him thanks this morning. Wave your hands with appreciation in your heart. Our Father, receive all the glory. Thank you and thank you and thank you. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus the biggest hand of praise.
Next, we are rising to pray. And when we are, we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Acts chapter 19 and verse 20, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Let everyone hear your voice. Lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Let heaven hear you pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Our Father and our God, we are calling upon your name this morning. Let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open for unusual revelation, imparting grace on all participants. This is our heart desire, Lord, and our heart expectation. We are calling upon your name, Jesus. Let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open all for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Lift up your voice. Pray this prayer. Pray a prayer that must be answered. We are praying, engaging the name of Jesus. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray a prayer that heaven must respond to. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob. He has lighted upon Israel. Upon this world we are standing, and we are asking in the name of Jesus, Father, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Lift up your voice. Pray in faith. Pray with confidence. Pray a prayer that heaven must respond to. Engage the name of Jesus, our Father and our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. This is our expectation and our heart desire. Our Father, we are lifting up our voices before you this morning, and we are asking for unusual grace, unusual impartation upon all that will be ministering at 40th anniversary prophetic feast, thereby imparting grace on all participants. In the mighty name of Jesus, let heaven hear your voice. Whenever we ask, our God answer. This morning we are calling upon him. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Let heaven hear you. Pray intensely this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. So mightily grieve the word of God and prevail. The word will come. It will transform the life of multitudes. In the mighty name of Jesus, at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, the destiny of every participant shall be opened up. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, let the heaven over all that will be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray this prayer in the spirit right now, and pray it in your understanding. Keep engaging your heart. Father, in your name we pray this morning, let the heaven over all that be ministering at the 40th anniversary prophetic feast open up for unusual revelation, thereby imparting grace on all participants. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and give thanks to God. Magnify him and give him the glory. Our Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising to pray. And this time, we're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Say loud, amen. Isaiah 60 and verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices before the Lord this morning as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, In the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. He said, he wakened my ears morning by morning to hear as the learned, to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray fervently this morning. Pray passionately today. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Most High God. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Lift your voice and pray. It said, we all with open face, as we behold him, we are changed. Our Father, we are asking you today that you will send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Lift up your voice and let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Not one person is permitted to go without a change of story. In the name of Jesus, we call upon you this morning. We are asking you in faith, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. The word that will transform the lives of your people. The word that will change the story of your people. The word that will break the bondages of your people. The word that will advance the destinies of your people. Send it, O Lord, in our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Lift your voice and pray. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord this morning. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Are you praying this morning? Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You can pray in the spirit and you can pray in your understanding. But engage your heart and engage your faith. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Are you praying this morning? Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Make sure you are praying fervently. Make sure you are praying passionately. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, resulting in change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Change of story testimonies for every worshiper. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
Right now, it's time for personal supplication. We shall be going before the Lord, giving expression to the desires of our hearts in prayers. As we do so today, let's remember his word to us in Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 9. Isaiah 58, 9. Especially during a season of fasting like we are waiting on the Lord today, the scripture says, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Can I hear a loud amen? Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. As you call upon the Lord right now, no matter what those issues might be, you are returning with your testimonies in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet with this understanding Begin to speak unto the Lord from the depth of your soul. Make sure your heart is connected. Take advantage of this moment and a day like this. And let heaven hear you. It's time right now for you to lift up your voice, lift up your hands to the God of heaven, begin to thank him for answered prayers, thank him in your understanding, thank him in the Holy Ghost, thank him some more, lift up your hands to the Lord, magnify his name, give him glory and praise. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Please take your seat, put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these testimonies. I shall be more astounding as we engage. Number one, from Puff Seller to ICT staff. I joined this commission in March of 2013. Before I joined this great commission, I was a roadside Puff Seller. Puff is a local donut, for those who are not familiar with that. I came into this church with so many problems. As I began to connect with the grace of God upon this commission, I discovered that where I worshipped before was not my place. So I settled here. There was a government policy that stated that we had to leave the area where we were selling things. Due to that, I had to stop my puff business. On the 3rd of July 2013, I was employed as an ICT staff in a company to which I did not submit my CV or application letter. Make that bigger for Jesus. In just 3 months of joining this commission, God has changed my story majestically. Testify is Ede CJ. Please, hands together. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. Number 2, 3 years brain cancer healed. Hallelujah. For 3 years, I was having headache. So I went to the Lagos University Teaching Hospital, Luth, and a co-hospital, where the doctors diagnosed me as having brain cancer. My friend invited me here for the first time. In fact, I didn't know when we came here because I was almost dying. I was bleeding from my brain and I was almost unconscious, so I lost balance. When the ushers saw me, they wanted to take me to the clinic, but I refused. I told them that I wanted to stay and listen to the bishop's message. As I listened to the message, the bishop said, "If you are here and you are hearing the sound of my voice, if after 3 months you don't see any change in your life, please go to another church." The words touched me and God took over my case. That was how God healed me of the brain cancer. Every symptom disappeared. Now I can talk normally. To God be the glory. Testifies Dorothy I. Mrs. Please rise on your feet. Let's lift our hands to God with loud voices. Let's magnify him for this glorious testimony.
Let's lift up our two hands and give God thanks again this morning for answered prayers. Give him thanks for those amazing testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. Celebrate and magnify him. Thank you, Jesus. Ask him to speak to you this morning, everyone. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. All the people came early in the morning for to hear him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. And the word of the Lord cleared that individual of brain cancer. It can clear you of any pain, any ache, wherever, in your body or in your life. Therefore, by the word of the Lord this morning, receive your desire turnaround. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and that granted him a brand new beginning. May the word of the Lord this morning steer a brand new beginning in everyone's life. Father, thank you for your amazing act in our midst. Because it's marvelous, it must be your doing. Therefore, we return all the glory to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now speak to each one of us this morning. Let the word of each one come true that will grant a brand new beginning like in the case of Joseph. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand and please, you may be comfortably seated. Engaging the power of expectation. For entering into our promised land. Life without expectation is an adventure in frustration. It is expectation that gives value to living. When people are cast down, you hear people say to them,
where there is life, there is hope. Let your expectation come alive. The way you are looking, if you don't gather your expectation back, that might be your end. Expectation is what gives meaning to living. Life without expectation is an adventure in frustration. Proverbs 28 and verse 18. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. It's our expectation that defines our destination. What we don't expect, we are not permitted to experience. Therefore, let your expectation come alive. God never lies. And God's word is the source of man's guaranteed expectations in life. Romans 15:4. The word says, the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So God's word is the fountain of our guaranteed expectations. Whatever has happened before by the hand of God is ordained to keep happening and rehappening in the life of anyone who cares to receive and believe it. For there is nothing new under the sun. What has been is what shall be, and what was done is what shall be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. I am the Lord, I change us. We can settle on whatever he may have done before that we need today, and he will do it again. Amen. And our expectation is facilitated on the altar of prayer. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Then he went up to the mountaintop and cast his head between his two knees and began to pray. He said, hey, my staff, go down, check towards the sea. He said nothing. He said, okay, keep going on. There's something. I'm praying here. He was enforcing the realization of his expectation on the altar of prayer. And the heavens gave rain. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41 to 46. The heavens gave rain as he began to enforce his expectation on the altar of prayer. We have also tried to check since this week began that the word faith simply means expectation. Faith is the substance of things expected. Hope for means expected. The evidence of things not seen. Things expected. The evidence of things not seen. Things expected. So when the word says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, it means let him ask expectantly. Or let not that man think shall receive anything from God. So supplication, intercession without expectation equals frustration. Let him not expect that he shall receive anything from God. So our prayers must be accompanied with expectation before they are qualified for delivery, before we are qualified to assess the answers. We can't take delivery of the answers without being expectant in our prayers. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. James 1:5, he will give it liberally without call him a fool, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he who doubts like a wave of the sea, tossed to and fro. But let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Anything from the Lord. The prophetic feast is just a few days to come, and then we begin. And then what are we expecting? He has set a platform for our expectation on scriptures. We serve a feast-making God. So it's not the first time we call a feast. That's what kings do. Kings are constantly calling for a feast. But there's a special feast coming in this time. A great feast. And let's catch a picture of it. Isaiah 25, verse 6 to 8. For upon and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make a feast unto all people. How many? A feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that spread over all nations. You see how much we're struggling under that veil in the name of coronavirus? Over all nations, blinded. He said, in this mountain the Lord shall destroy every covering cast over our faces as his people, so we can walk in liberty and be in command. The devil has capacity to deceive all people. He deceives all nations. He deceives the entire world. In a prophetic feast, what God does is to shatter the face of covering that won't let you see what God has in store for you. No matter how anointed you are, everybody is a victim of his fear. I mean, the fear of man will bring him into a snare, no matter who that man, no matter how intelligent he is. You live in fear, you become a victim of life. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Fear. That's what the face of covering, that the covering does, the veil. It injects fear so as to make a captive of his victims. And what will happen? And the Lord will destroy, he will swallow up death in victory. Everyone appointed to death shall be openly liberated. And the Lord will wipe away tears from off all faces. How many faces? So expect that every veil cast on your face shall be taken away. Expect the siege of untimely death to be swallowed up in victory. Yes. Now, expect all your tears to come to an end. Yes. Now, and he went on and said, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. Expect every trace of shame and reproach to be brought to an end. Yes. Okay, you already know what to expect, therefore. In this great prophetic feast, a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. So he's gathering us to this feast. We're coming in as very dry bones, but we are returning as a mighty host unto God. Can I hear your loudest amen? Everybody will return with a dramatic change of story testimony. For he took me into a valley, and it was full of bones, and behold, the bones were very dry. Oh, that prophet said, Ezekiel, in 37. Son of man, can these bones live? He said, oh Lord, thou knowest. He said, prophesy. There shall be heavy downpour of prophetic rain at this feast. That those who catch it, we have what to show. Heavy downpour of prophetic rain in this feast. Glory to God. And then he said, behold, these dry bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our hope is gone. There's nothing more remaining. He said, but I will open up your graves. Can I hear your loudest amen? So expect God to open up every grave of discomfort, of pain, of ache in your life like a dream of the night. That's how to capture your future. By aligning the truth of scriptures, stir up an expectation in your heart. You're going to see wonders. Stand to your feet. And now translate this light from Isaiah 25 and verse 8 into a personal demand. Lord, I'm coming to this feast full of expectation. I'm looking forward to tearing away of every veil cast on my mind by the wicked one. I must be a full partaker of this prophetic feast. That will change my story forever. Come on now, express your expectation. Express your expectation. Every area of struggle in anyone's life must come to an end. It's on the altar of prayer we enforce the realization of our expectation. It's on the altar of prayer we enforce the full manifestation of our expectation. So engage that altar right now. Engage that altar right now. Engage that altar right now. The servant of Elijah went the seventh time and said, hey, I see a cloud in form of a human hand. He said, tell Ahab, get ready. Rain is here. 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 Your dry season is over. Your dry season shall be over completely, completely, completely. That of your family, that of your children. Dry season is over. That of your career, that of your business. Your dry season is over. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. For Elijah is a man of like passion as we are. He prayed earnestly, not casually. He prayed earnestly. And the reproach of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. He said, I will make you a name and a praise in every land where you have been put to shame. I will make you a name and a praise in every land where you have been put to shame. I will make you a name and a praise in every land where you have been put to shame. I will make you a name and a praise. So I like you to engage passionately on the altar of prayer to enforce the realization of your expectation. Don't come over to this event as, you know, going to a marriage, going to a, you know, a birthday party. Come spiritually on fire to catch every prophetic word that it sounds. The word that can scatter brain cancer will scatter anything that's all around you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Everybody's case shall be supernaturally settled. May no one here be a victim of the Laodicean syndrome. I don't need anything, you know. I have. Not knowing that you are poor, you are wretched, you are blind. He said, come for the real thing. What I have in store for you, all that you are and have now by my grace, cannot compare with it. Amen. Cannot. Some people's strength will be renewed like that of an eagle. Some will have a rewind of their age 20 years back. Strength and vigor will come back to people. There shall be a baptism of longevity. He said, and the days of your life shall be many as the days of the heaven upon the earth. My God, it's part of the blessings of the promised land. Get ready. Get ready. Just check through and see what is in that land that's not speaking in your life. Those are the things that God is preparing for you. Lift up your two hands and speak to the day. This day of waiting on the Lord is an opportunity to enforce your expectation on the altar of prayer. Is the God of all flesh, there is nothing too hard for him. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, begin to invite your friends, your colleagues at work. Come over. It's a once-in-a-lifetime platform. You can only be 40 years once. And we have a lot of heavy prophetic package that points to the year 40. So invite them and invite them with the sole purpose to have them experience a change of story. Can I hear your amen? Anyone who say come to, will come. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice and thanks unto God. Give praise to his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy of praise. Appreciate him. Give him the glory that is due unto him. Give him the honor that is due unto him. Give him the adoration and give him all of the praise. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all praise and of all glory. Thank you and thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.